It's our Riverside locker room chat as we get set for week three of high school football coming up on Friday night. Cyclones football coach Bryce Payton joins us here, and it's brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON as well. Coach, great bounce back for your team in week number two after the tough loss to Jackson Heights to open the season. You guys go on the road week two at ACCHS and pitch a shutout 20-0. I'm sure you and the coaches had to be pleased with that week two performance.
Yeah, overall, I mean, the win was great. Our defense played great. You know, they did their job for sure. Our offense definitely left tons of meat on the bone, I guess you could say. You know, fumbling, we fumbled on our opening drive, literally into the end zone for a touchback. And we had two other fumbles inside of the five. So, we definitely have some improvement there to work on, but, kind of the, what we wanted to do is dominate the line of scrimmage. And I think we did that for the most part. We just didn't finish the drives, and that's a step in the maturity process of our young team and learning how to win.
I just want to build off the defense you mentioned there. It's hard to pitch a shutout. It's really at any level. And obviously they did with the big one there, 20-0, but I guess just more specifically about the defense, you mentioned the line of scrimmage, you know, was that, as you mentioned, the crucial key or the kind of the top points that forced that shutout, or, you know, was the back end or the linebackers? Just talk about the defense as a whole.
Well, you know, it kind of starts with our front three. You know, we weren't crazily impressed with our week one performance, and we found some stuff on film where we were slanting in ways and then blitzing in the same gap, and we had multiple guys in the same area, which is why people were kind of running free, and they seemed to find those holes in week one, and we got that kind of fixed going into week two, and I thought our kids played really well. You know, Gunnar Kimberlin, our nose guard, you know, we kind of challenged him along with Maddox Mears and Brody Huff up front. They kind of control the tone, and if they're allowing, they're taking on double teams, then our linebackers should be making lots of plays, and that's their job. You know, and they weren't doing that week one, and they did that really well and disrupted things in the backfield in week two, and we also had a couple sacks and that out of our outside linebackers, and you know, we played great overall. I think we had two interceptions as well, and crucial moments as well with the ending of the half. So yeah, overall the defense played well. But yeah, it kind of starts with the front three. If they're doing their job, it helps everybody else out.
We're talking with Riverside football coach. That is Bryce Payton here. A few more minutes. We'll step aside for a timeout. They are at home this week for week three against McLouth. We'll talk about it after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We continue our conversation with Riverside football coach Bryce Payton here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It is brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. The Cyclones off a week two victory, shutout fashion against ACCHS 20-0. And now, coach, you get maybe right now the surprise team, I guess. I kind of say it with a question mark on it because you look at this McLouth team last year. They kind of opened some eyes. They finished 5-4. Although their district record didn't put them in the playoffs, they did have one of their best seasons in some time. They have carried that over here to the start of 2024. They're 2-0. Nice wins against ACCHS and then last week against McLouth. Again, a Bulldogs team that looks to be in contention here in the NEKL.
Right. They're definitely tough. You know, they beat Effingham, our common opponent, and that we played last week. They played them week one, and then, you know, they played pretty well against Troy last week and beat them. You know, they're big and physical, and they like getting downhill, and they got a couple running backs that just like to run through you. So it's definitely going to be a good challenge for us and see where we're at in the NEKL. And, you know, we're kind of unsure and unfamiliar, and we haven't played these guys. We played them, I think, 3 years ago in the play-in game in the week nine game a few years ago. But other than that, I think they've changed coaches since then. So, we're excited. We're excited to play a big game at home. I think we'll have a good crowd, and I hope that plays a part of it, and we'll see where we're at, and hopefully ride some momentum into district play.
Well, we talked about, you know, in the first segment, you really praised your front three on the defensive line. And as you mentioned, McLeod, they're going to be big up front. They want to pound the rock. So, again, here for another ball game, it looks like your front three is going to have quite the challenge.
Right, right. And they will every single game. And that's a challenge. And you know, we've got some depth and some kids that can come in and fill and spare some time and because we need everybody's best effort every single play. And I think if we do that, we'll put ourselves in a position to be there at the end. And that's what we're hoping for. And you know, play well. We're due to play well and finish a game and see where we're at for sure.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys and expectations for this game on Friday, taking on McLeod.
We got to be able to stop the run. Stop the run on first down. I think that's super critical, is being able to stop their run in the run game on first down and put them in a position where a second and 12 or a second and 9 or 10 and make them, you know, have a decision on maybe they have to throw the football on third down and just hold on to the ball and finish drives. You know, last week it was a big key was to be able to run the football, and we ran the ball probably too much just for the fact that we wanted to push our guys and even big boxes that were tough to block and stuff like that, and just to get them to do it. And I think we ended with almost 200 yards rushing, which is a definite plus. So we got to we just got to be able to hold on to the football. We had three fumbles inside the five, and that's got to change. And you know, that's just points off of the board. So I think if that changes, I think we'll have a good chance this week.
There it is. Riverside football coach Bryce Payton joining us here on KNZA, our weekly locker room chats. They have split the first two games, coming off a win against ACCHS, and now a big one here at home, taking on a 2-0 McLeod Bulldogs squad here in week number 3. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. I appreciate it.